Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network, produced by 91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to my side of the podcast here on the Arabian Sports Network, Episode 2. Joining me once again, and they joined Zion a little bit ago, is Jameson Dunham and Luke Candiano. Now, guys, Zion kind of touched on a lot of things that I will probably touch on with you guys. But, Jameson, first things first with you. Really, just overall, going back to that sectional game versus Anderson, what was really going in your head going into that game?
Well, I knew it was just going to be like a slower paced game. We'd have to play like a little different because we kind of played fast. And we knew we were going to have to play slower and keep it close. But we got a bad start, you know. I just let the game come to me. Don't force anything. That's what I was just thinking.
Now, overall, looking at the whole entire season, Anderson, you played Anderson three times, I do believe.
Twice.
Once in county, and then one in regular season, and then one in the sectional. And overall, you tied your season high, or career high, versus Anderson in the regular season with 32, and then ended up having 23 in that second matchup versus Anderson. But really, it seemed like I was actually there too, and the defense was just all over you, double-teaming you, and then putting pressure on you the whole entire game.
Yeah, they did a really good job. I mean, the first half, I was playing the top of the zone, and they really were just running this, or not running them at me, but two guys at the top of the 2-3 were just like kind of really focused on me. So I was just being patient, not forcing anything. And they did a good job. I mean, I only had 2 points in the first half. So
now, overall, looking at, you know, the whole entire season, and really mentioning your brother a little bit, Kellen Dunham, his career high is 45, and already as a junior, your career high is 32, and you tied that twice this year, and almost tied it a third time versus Shelbyville before you fouled out. But
yeah,
overall, just what I know we've talked about this a few times, but overall, how do you think you really, that I guess you could say, Kellen has made an impact on your life for basketball?
Just like, he's a good role model, and obviously a really good basketball player. So taught me a few things throughout my life, and yeah.
Now, swinging over to you, Luke, something to mention as well is you're not only a basketball player, but you're the starting quarterback for this football team here at Pendleton Heights under Jed Richmond. So now, really, you've had to deal with two new head coaches within the past couple years or so, Coach Jed Richmond and then Coach Adam Ballard, both new coaches within the decade. So overall, personally for you, you know, having a brother of your own like Kellen, you have Aaron and a few other brothers. What is it like for you being under two new coaches within the past decade or so that really are new to this program, but we're really building both of these programs up to where they're going to be able to win?
Well, I think it's been really fun being with two new coaches and building that relationship with them, and then kind of paving the way for the kids to come in 4 or 5 years. I know Coach Richmond's been here a little bit longer than Coach Ballard, but, you know, really kind of creating that culture of how Pendleton Heights football and Pendleton Heights basketball should be to come. And it's just exciting to be a part of, I guess.
I believe we talked about this a little bit ago as well. Zion mentioned it. But looking at the depth you guys have next year going into this basketball season, you have, you know, Jameson, you have you have Ethan Ross coming back, hopefully. And really something to mention, Luke, as well, is Ethan Ross is not only the basketball player on the court with you as a teammate, but he's also one of the football players that you end up passing to on offense. So really, how does that really mutually connect being a teammate for both sports?
I mean, I guess it's just really fun and enjoyable to be around him so much. You know, it's really boosted, I guess you would say, our friendship between each other. And I guess we kind of have that chemistry. It helps us have the chemistry on the court and on the field because of that, you know. So I just think that's...
Yeah, and Zion mentioned as well, swing over to really both of you, you can answer this question. But overall, you guys have really a whole depth coming next year, really, as Zion mentioned, all the freshmen, like Dontrez Braxton. I know Zion didn't mention him, but Dontrez has really put a mark for himself, you know, this year as a freshman, being able to start varsity. But really, how do you guys think it's going to be overall losing, you know, Zion Cook, Evan John, Luke Weaver, and Carter also? Carter not really playing, but being a coach, but Luke Weaver and Evan John both having 16 points game in the Hoosier Headed Conference. So overall, how do you think that's going to impact the season next year going in for you two and Ethan Ross being seniors?
I feel like I mean, it's going to hurt losing the seniors because they brought like a lot of energy off the bench, like Zion in that Yorktown game had 22 points off the bench. And then the Anderson game, too, he had 13 off the bench and really helped out. And
now,
yeah, I think, you know, their leadership this year was second to none. I mean, they really helped us, you know, during the low times, and they kind of helped humble us during the really good times, you know. And I think that's that has to be said, that, you know, that they had really good leadership. But I think, you know, with the freshmen, you know, how many we had in our practice, JV and varsity, I think it'll make just our team better with how competitive we all are. And, you know, competing makes you a better team. So with how much we can compete now, really, it'll really help our team.
Now, Luke, Quade Gary actually told me to ask you this. He told me today. But really, overall, you know, you play football, you play basketball, but now this spring, you're actually swinging over to the broadcasting side of things, being a baseball announcer. So overall, what do you? How much pressure do you think you're going to be under going from sports to now playing sports to now really talking about them, not only on the radio, but really with all of us?
Well, I mean, I'm going to probably be pretty nervous for when I call that baseball game. I've never done. I mean, I was nervous to do this, you know. So, but just I think it'll be fun. I like watching baseball. I quit baseball in ninth grade. But that doesn't mean I don't enjoy watching it. I just thought it would be fun. So I'm really excited to do it, and hope everyone can listen to me call the game. So fun day.
So I have one last question for you guys. But overall, you guys being really the dynamic duo of the juniors for Pendleton Heights, going into next year, really, what do you guys want to take out of this year? You know, both of you being really the backcourt guards that really, you know, put a mark on this season. With when something that talk about is when Jameson, when you don't heat up from outside the arc, Luke does, and whenever Luke doesn't, you do, and then it's kind of flip flop where you don't connect on fouls, he connects on charges. So really, overall, how do you think next year is going to be with you guys really bouncing off of each other and being able to get points on the board when others really can't get anything done with being double teamed or being fouled or things like that?
Well, I think, you know, having two people, like, I didn't get face guarded every game, but there was a few games where I got face guarded. And I think, you know, it's hard to do that for two people instead of one, because it, you know, gives so many more opportunities for the other guys. And, you know, when I was out, I didn't feel bad, but I, you know, I knew it was harder for Jameson because they brought so much more attention to him, and just having those threats on the outside, it makes it harder for him. But I think, you know, having the two people that can score at a high level, I think that really puts the defense in a funk, and, you know, that gives us more opportunities for the other guys in the court to give them open looks too.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I just,
so Jameson, overall, going back to that sectional game, you were really that spark other than Zion Cook that really led in that game with that buzzer beater towards the end. How did you really feel going, you know, into that overtime with pretty much every single Arabian fan at Richmond High School was up in the air really chanting Jameson, because you were the one who was double teamed not only, but really, you know, led the Arabians to come back from 14 points in the fourth quarter?
I mean, I felt really confident, had obviously a lot of energy going in that overtime because of my shot, and I felt like that was going to translate. I thought what really hurt was that travel at the beginning, which was an absolutely awful call. You watched the film, was not a travel.
And my foul for the end one was absolutely terrible.
That,
as well.
Yeah,
but it's part of the game.
The refs sold that game, partially.
We shouldn't have put them in that situation, but.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Jameson, you know, this is Zion Cook back on. You know, I wanted to get back on because I'm very passionate about this topic, you know, because we could have totally won our sectional if it wasn't for the refs. But, like, Jameson's travel, like, I was, like, looking back, and I thought, you know what, she, like, whoever it was, I thought it was she that made the wrong call, but whoever it was, I was thinking, okay, you know what, like, you had a brain fart, okay, it's fine, you know, you had a brain fart every once in a while. But then the Luke Kenyano foul, that might have been one of the worst things I've ever seen. I mean, I don't even know if, like, I was right there. I was literally right there, and I'm like, how?
I barely put my hand on the back. I mean, I know it looked from where the referee was running from, but it just seemed like he was really far back and he really wasn't there in the action. Now, considering it was a fast break, so that was hard, but I think that should have just been a play on and let's play. It's overtime. Let us decide the game. But
yeah, and you know, they want to call that foul, but then I shoot a three and get way more contact on my end of the third quarter play than that. That was the only thing I wanted to say about that is I was very passionate about the refs, and Jamison and Luke got completely hosed.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us this week. And really, overall, Zion Cook and I would not be here next year. But really, overall, good luck, Luke. I know I'm going to come back to watch you play football because I believe you're going to be one of the all-conference quarterbacks next year. And then Jamison, well, I mean, we've talked a lot as well. I'm definitely going to come back to watch you play basketball next year and hopefully get all-conference once again with Luke Candiano, hopefully double conferencing within two sports.
Let's hope. Let's hope. Yes, that's the goal.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Go to 917WEEM.org, Apple, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are found to listen to this week's episode of the Arabian Sports Network here on 917WEEM.